Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for a beautiful Wednesday morning, February 22nd, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Great Contest.
Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering? Hebrews 10:32. Run in such a way as to get the prize. 1 Corinthians 9:24.
I've not been watching the Olympics much since I don't usually follow winter type sports. I tried snow skiing a couple of times, but never made it off the beginner scale, and I just could never skate. About 10 years ago when we vacationed in Lake Placid, New York, I did ride a bobsled down the actual run where the 1980 Winter Olympics were held. It's now the training run for the U.S. Olympic team. Since it was in the summer, they put wheels on the sled, but it was still quite a thrill. A half mile costs $20, so it's 60 miles an hour. The ride itself costs about $2,400 per hour. I sure would want to be on that thing for an hour, though, even if it was a free ride. The scriptures seem to allude to the ancient Olympic Games in several different passages, several times using the race as an illustration. The first daily selection refers to a great contest. In the second one, Paul is urging the Corinthian believers to remain faithful to Christ in the great spiritual race. The sacred scriptures make it abundantly clear that all believers are participants in this great race. However, I am struck by several significant contrasts in our great contest and that of the Olympic athlete. First of all, we are not competing against one another. Paul speaks to the Ephesian elders of his aspiration to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. My ambition in life is to complete the race I am called to. But in fulfilling this, another believer does not lose. In fact, we run best when we are looking out for the spiritual well-being of others. We all can and will fall in various ways. But thank God by His grace we can get up and go on. The Apostle James so candidly states in James 3 verse 2,
"We all stumble in many ways."
If you're down right now, cry out to God. Get up and go on. And if you see another brother or sister down, God's call is for you to help them.
If one falls down, his friend can help him up. Ecclesiastes 4:10.
And the third truth of contrast between the contest we are in and that of an Olympic athlete is there's not simply one gold medal awaiting a single winner in this great contest. I'm really blessed by a verse that Paul wrote toward the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8.
"Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing."
So join me, and obviously Brooksine is sitting right here beside me as we make this podcast, as together we join Paul and so many millions of believers throughout the ages of the church.
"I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:14.
That's the greatest contest.
Jesus, all the goals and strategies that I set for my life culminate in the blessing of knowing that as I press on, I will eventually hear you say to me, "You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. I will give the right to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." You grant the eternal prize for remaining steadfast and faithful in my Christian walk. Others in this world may earn titles and win prizes for worthy earthly pursuits, but the greatest prize that I will ever obtain is my entrance into heaven. And amazingly, it was not because I earned it, but because of your merciful pardon of my sin. May my outlook be bright today, as my heart is heaven bound. Amen.
And amen. Thank you for writing and sharing that prayer with us today. As I reviewed it a few minutes ago, even before making the podcast, I was so blessed by it. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today I just have one additional resource on the website or email post you might be interested in. It's an audio link to a song called Knowing You that came to my heart today as I prepared the message. And I found an online version presented by the worship team of a Canadian church, British Columbia, actually, that I enjoy using their music. They place it up freely for others to use on the web. There's a link to that particular page, and since you're obviously listening to audio, you can listen to that song. It's a song we sung for many years in church, both when I pastored, and we've also sang at the church I presently attend. It's got a tremendous expression of aspiration of knowing the Lord. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful in your walk with the Lord as we together are in this great contest.